Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
No doubt where the Vegas lead here is, or I'm assuming on a Friday, and that would be the 2020 schedule released by the NFL. We now have a roadmap to potentially the Super Bowl coming up in February.
Yeah, great roadmap's a great way to say it. But most specifically is the idea that some of the most popular teams, some of the most followed teams are being upgraded and downgraded simply off of the schedule. And obviously, if we didn't know who the teams were playing, the difficulty of the schedule would mean a ton. But we knew who they were going to play. The who was known for a long time. It's the circumstances that really matter. And the circumstances regarding how many road games in a row, how many home games, is there a road Thursday game, how much do they travel? And there's a lot of things like that that add up, especially when they fall one direction or the other, to the advantage or disadvantage of these teams. And to me, the one that has a consensus, and Fez, I'll start with this one, the Ravens. Baltimore, a team in the last quarter of last year, was probably considered the favorite. In fact, objectively, based on the Super Bowl odds, was the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They lost a shocker in the playoffs. Is that a sign of a flaw? Is that a sign of, hey, it was a bad game? But man, it looks juicy good for Baltimore.
It sure does, RJ. And start out with the travel. Baltimore Ravens, least travel in the NFL, just 6,300 miles. And also,
right, well, so let's put that into context, right? So 6,300 miles. I understand generally what, you know, I know coming from Vegas to Ohio, from Ohio, was 2,000 miles. So you're saying, okay, back and back and back, three legs of that for the whole year. That doesn't seem so bad. Jonas, I saw in your notes you had a great stat about how low this 6,000 miles really is.
Yeah, it's the fewest by any team over the last four seasons.
So of every team all playing eight road games, no one has had to travel less than Baltimore.
Nobody.
Obviously advantageous. I also would make the point, and Fez, you made it, that the whole time change thing matters when you go to a, especially if you travel a ton to the West Coast from the East, but and from the West to the East also can be a struggle. But just only having to change your time zone once, another advantage.
Yeah, it's a great point. And the only time they have to change it is week two at Houston. They're basically banking half their miles in their only time change game. It's all over with by week two, all the other games in the Eastern time zone.
All right, so right off the go, one factor of many advantage Baltimore for the lack of travel, for not having to have to travel as much as Jonas said, the least of any team in four seasons. All right, Fez, another reason it was a good Baltimore schedule.
Bye weeks. Baltimore does not have to play one team all year long coming off their bye week. And think about that. Baltimore is a premium team. Everyone gets up to play. You give a team a bye week before playing Baltimore. Wow, that's a bad situation for Baltimore. And they don't face that bad situation, RJ, all year long.
Now, I'm going to go over the top on you here. I think Baltimore is probably the team in the entire NFL. Of all teams, Baltimore is number one in that the opponent would benefit from a bye. Why do you think so? I'll give you a chance.
I agree. I think that's a great point because they run that quirky, you know, RPO offense, and people need extra time to stop Lamar Jackson or to try to figure out how to stop him.
Yeah, whatever chance you have, if you have a bye and you're able, you know, we see this or we used to more in colleges when they had the option teams. So the theory was if you had a bye week before an option team and you didn't play a lot of option teams or any, you had a better chance to prepare. So to me, the quirkiest offense in the NFL is Baltimore. Thus, the opponent desires, craves, could benefit from prep time more than any other. And Baltimore has zero times that the opponent gets the benefit of that bye. There's another team in the NFL that actually has three opponents, if you can believe it, that have byes. We're going to break that down and a little bit more about the bye because a lot of people think, oh, the bye is just good, which it generally is, but it's much better in certain situations, not just team specific, right, which matters with Baltimore, but I mean generally home road, there's a difference and it's a big one. It actually is not a good thing for Tampa Bay, but we'll talk about that. I'm RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. We got Fezzik and Jonas. I tell you, Jonas has some good insights today. We'll be going to him, not just from the fans' perspective, but from the experts' perspective, though he won't bet me still in the NFL. I'm trying to see if somehow I can get him to. All right, Fez. So far we're saying lack of buys for the opponents of Baltimore, lack of travel that Baltimore has to endure. What else?
I like Baltimore's bye week 8. I like a bye right there in the middle of the season. Don't like it too early. Don't like it too late. Like it right where Baltimore's bye is, RJ.
I think you're in the minority there. I think everyone agrees the bye at the beginning of the year is horrible, because you're not really beat up yet. You don't need to rest so bad. But I would say in general, most teams I listen to, and again, this is just observational, I'd say at least 2/3 of the way through the bye possibilities where they like it, I think, teams a little more towards the back end because you get more fatigued, right? So I agree the middle is better than the beginning, but you're saying if you could have a bye week 11 or you could have a bye week 8, you would actually prefer week 8.
Yeah, I'd actually prefer week 8, but you bring up a good point. Maybe week 9 or 10 is optimal.
Yeah, and so let's just say this. If it's a halfway point or later, it's not a negative, whereas those early, early buys are real positive. Or I'm sorry, they are a real negative. I'm RJ Bell straight out of Vegas. So anything else on Baltimore?
One more, RJ, and I haven't heard anyone else talk about this. The fact that Baltimore gets to host Kansas City, I think this is huge. Now, we knew about this already, but the bottom line is only one team gets a bye in the AFC and the NFC this year. It is huge for Baltimore to get the home game against Kansas City because that game basically counts as a game and a half with tie breaks as well. So because they got the homer against Kansas City, they win that game. They're fast tracked to be the number one seed AFC.
So what you're saying is these are two teams, Kansas City and Baltimore, that you feel, and I think most people feel, will be competing for the number one seed. Number one seed's even more important than it used to be because it's the only one with a bye, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now the theory is whoever wins this game is going to have a huge edge on the number one seed, and thus Baltimore being at home means they have about a 6-point advantage compared to if they were on the road, and thus a much better chance to win this game that could have extra weight because of not only the, you want to win every game, but specifically competing for the number one seed.
Exactly. And once you look at these top two teams in the AFC, who's really your third best team? You're going to make the Steelers probably? It's a big drop.
Yeah, if Big Ben can, if they can cart them onto the field perhaps.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Let's quickly talk about buys, because they're very important. Listen, all teams get one, and it's advantageous. So there's no advantages there necessarily. Now, we can talk about what point of the year, but those are smaller advantages or disadvantages. But how many teams do you play against that have a bye coming into your game? That's very important. Now, the worst by far, bad luck, Minnesota. They play three teams off a bye. Three teams off a bye. Man, oh, man. And no other team in the NFL does that. But all byes are not created equal. The Vikings, two of those games of the three are at home versus road teams off a bye. Now, that is the toughest. And let me explain what I mean by it. And there's a couple other teams that have two of these games too. So a road team off a bye covers the spread 56% of the time. That's since 2000. 180 and 144 and five pushes. So there's a lot of games there, over 300 games. 56% against the spread. The spread is the great equalizer. It's supposed to be, this is the right number. If all you had done was play road teams off a bye this century, you'd hit more than a professional batter hits, 56%. Now, you might say, RJ, what about straight up? I care about winning games. Okay, typical NFL teams on the road win 43% of their games. If a team is off a bye, 48%. So 5% extra chance to win a game for the road team if they're off a bye. So if you play two of these, like these handful of teams do, two home games against road teams off a bye, you have about a 5% chance in each of those games, 5% less of a chance to win. So, Fez, net, if we aggregate it, a team like the Vikings that have to face this twice, they actually lose about a tenth of a win, right? 1/20th of a win each of the games. So on the course of a season, if their odds, everything else was equal, was over under 9 games to win, it'd be 8.9 after the schedule.
Yes.
You agree with that?
I do. So, and that's about 10 extra cents of vigorous if in terms of what you should lay when you're betting.
Yeah. So, for example, if Minnesota was -9, -110, let's say over under, and now all of a sudden it's disadvantageous, the fact they have two games against road teams that are off a bye, you would say, okay, now you might be willing to lay even money instead of -110. It's about a dime's adjustment is what you're
saying. Exactly.
And, and that's what we're doing here. We're trying to add up a lot of these little small edges. Here's are the other teams that have two games against road teams that have a bye. The Bengals, bad. And, boy, this drama, Green Bay Packers. So the Pack actually have it's going to be fascinating because Jonas – and we'll talk about this right after the live news update. But you actually think Green Bay is front-loaded, and it looks like they got a pretty tough start of the season. And, man, I find that interesting because with all the drama, potentially with Rodgers and Love, if they start slow, Green Bay, it is going to be a story and a half.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Green Bay, interesting schedule. What's your take?
I think they got it rough. Early bye week, so they get a bye week in week five. They get the Vikings on the road and the Saints on the road in the first 3 weeks. We know the statistics. Teams that start out poor end up usually having a tough time down the stretch. They also have to go on the road against Tampa Bay, the Houston Texans. They get the 49ers, who were a nightmare matchup for them last week, on the road again, but this time on a Thursday game, so that's a short week. Then they're on the road against Indianapolis. I think Green Bay's got a tough one.
All right, so just to be clear, when it comes to, hey, you're playing a division team on the road, obviously you're going to play at home too, but you're saying the front loaded part of the schedule for Green Bay is particularly tough. Now, what week is that New Orleans game?
The New Orleans game, let me double check.
Week three.
Yeah. Because Fez, this is interesting, and I forgot about it when we were talking earlier. New Orleans has a shocking, I mean, it's almost like you can't believe, bad record the first 2 weeks of the year. So
yes, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, it's a great point. I'm thinking about, you know, Fitzmagic going crazy on them. So you want to play New Orleans the first 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, again, I believe, and maybe we can look it up real quick, and Mackenzie can pass you the note, is I think they've won two of the last 12. I mean, it's some variation of the last six seasons.
1-11 against the spread the last 6 years, the first 2 weeks.
All right, but it straight up is what? Because to me, that spread, if you're not a gambler, you think, well, they probably have them favored by 19. And now that I remember, Houston had that comeback late. So maybe it's something like three, and we'll get the number. But it's, I mean, if you look at the rest of the year for the Saints, it's been outstanding relative to the first 2 weeks. And they've known about it. This has been discussed now for a couple years, and they seem not to be able to do anything about it. Did you have the updated number?
I do not. It's just coming in. Here it is. 2-10 straight up first 2 weeks, last 6 years.
Now think about that. A team that's made playoff after playoff, they're 2-10. The Saints are straight up the first 2 weeks of the year. Now, Green Bay plays in week three. But, boy, that makes that Tampa look pretty interesting, plus five. But, boy, I don't want Brady. I mean, as good as Tampa will be, whatever it is, I think they'll be better in week eight than they are in week one. There's so many changes on that team. I think whoever wins between the Saints and Tampa, I'm looking to play against them in week two. Because if it's the Saints, they're still in that first two-week funk, in theory, based on the last 6 years. And if it's Tampa, it means they probably won because of some of that funk, and thus everyone's going to be on the Brady bandwagon. I think we got a week two bet. You know how the NFL schedule can predict years ahead? We can predict we'll be looking to fade the winner in week two, Tampa, New Orleans. What do you think, Fez?
I love it because we want to fade both teams early, and they're playing each other. Someone's got to win. I think it's very sound.
And RJ, just to point out, and you guys talk about 2-10 New Orleans to start off the year at New Orleans. That's straight up. That includes last year's Monday Night Thriller, where it took a 58-yard field goal from Will Lutz. Otherwise, they would have been 1-11, and that was with the time expiring against Houston.
Yeah, and that was a great game. But yeah, that was a coin flip, no doubt. So your general point to finish up the Green Bay is the idea that all wins are not created equal, all losses, because if a team starts to lose early, especially if they're a team with a lot of pressure on them or question marks, it becomes a compounding effect, right? It just starts to go south.
Yeah, and I also think they are the perfect example of a team that got a lot of breaks the season before. It was the Raiders a couple of years ago. Then it was the Bears the year before last, that I think takes a step back this year, and the schedule doesn't help.
That's Jonas Knox. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Now, we finally have a new pick coming up. Best bet. We're going to have more best bets in week one for next week. We get to an early one, Steve Fezzik.
Rams +3, going to have to lay -120, hosting the Dallas Cowboys here. So I'm shocked by this line, RJ. I could not believe it was so high. And I think the reason that this line came three is because there's an expectation, hey, the Rams are opening up their new stadium and the Cowboy fans are going to take it over. Well, I don't think there's going to be very many fans at all in this stadium. So I certainly don't see the Cowboys having the edge in terms of crowd noise.
So what you're saying is, let's be clear, we're saying Dallas is on the road here and Dallas is favored by three. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying, wow, even without home crowds, whatever, the Rams are down, Dallas isn't that much better. Because if this game were in Dallas, you're saying the line would be right, Dallas over a touchdown, right?
Exactly, and it just seems way too high to me. And also, there's a lot of talk, hey, one of the home field advantages, hey, you know the sight lines, you played there a lot, and the Rams won't have played in their new stadium. But as it turns out, the Rams play three of their four preseason games in SoFi Stadium, so they'll be used to all these sight lines advantage. Rams, I like the Rams plus three on Sunday, week one.
All right, I like that too, because I think as much as the Rams, I'm pessimistic about them when it comes to the next couple of years or how many games will they win. I mean, this is a team other than Gurley that is not all that different than a team that was very competitive last year, that was a Super Bowl favorite early in the year, and they made the Super Bowl the year before. I know things change in the NFL. I just think this is more, people are reacting more about the general franchises prospects over the long term than the reality on the field in week one. Keeping the cornerback from Jacksonville, Ramsey, yeah, maybe that wasn't a good trade for two first rounders, but they've got him now and he'll be on the field. So I agree. You get my endorsement, Fez. I'll double up. Give me Rams plus three hosting Dallas.
Straight out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.